Yo, what's up? It's Robert Kelly doing another You Know What Dude podcast, hanging out in the beautiful green room of the Parlor Live Comedy Club in Bellevue, Washington. Beautiful club. I'm sitting down here with Kyle Plouf.
Oh, yes.
And you guys, other guys, would like to introduce yourselves to the fucking podcast?
Manny Martin, comedian. Washington.
Why don't you come over here, man?
Yeah, so
we can hear you.
Instead of being so damn distant.
Yeah, stop being so black.
Yeah.
No, you sit in. I want you in it too.
There you go.
That's the owner
like
of the
little
club.
Family.
Why don't you introduce yourself.
Not the owner.
Well, he's the fucking
promoter.
Promoter.
Manager.
Manager. Fucking guy in charge.
Manager.
Does everything.
Does everything. Lover of cats. Introduce yourself, you fucking social motherfucker. He's on his iPad.
I'm Ruben Buck, GM of Parlor Life.
Fucking one of the nicest guys I've ever met, by the way, just to tell you that. And I'm not saying that to blow smoke up your ass, because you like smoking your ass. It's an old Indian
said
ritual.
That after you kicked out. My patrons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a fuck. Look, can we please talk about these cunts? I have no problem. First of all, these bitches, these fucking twats. There was a party of, what was it, six, right? A five?
Yeah.
Five, yeah.
Okay, party of five. Off to the right of stage. I walk out. You know, three of the girls were laughing, having a good time. The two on the end were just fucking cunts, but didn't like me. Which I don't mind that. I don't mind girls not laughing. I actually think it's funny. I think it's fun. I mean, to know that the whole room is laughing at me, and not to fucking pat myself on the back, but everybody's having a good time. And just these two miserable sociopath cunts chose, made a decision. Because that's a fucking decision. Not to laugh is a fucking decision. Unless you're a fucking nutcase. That can just shut your fucking emotions down. And they were just sitting there. Every time they'd look at me, give me a shit face, and then whisper to each other while they drank their fucking wine. Like they were in a French restaurant on the fucking Riviera. You cunt. You're in a fucking third floor of a mall drinking a fucking bottle of wine. Stop acting like you're fucking a wine critic sniffing the bottle. And I didn't have a problem with them until they fucking started talking to each other. And fucking, I kept looking over, and they kept yapping and talking. And then I looked over, and the other girls kept looking over. The girls having a good time. It's like, that's it. Fuck you. Now you just fucking, you're the king shit. It's your night, your comedy club. You don't have to pay attention to the rules. You can talk. You can fuck around. You can do whatever the fuck you want, because you own the place. You're the boss. That's basically how they're fucking treating it. You can't tell us to stop talking. Because I already did. I told them, don't talk. They keep talking. So they don't listen to that. They don't listen to the bouncer. They don't fucking listen to it. Hey, it's my club. That's where they're at today, in their fucking heads. Because they've basically told me and everybody else to go fuck themselves. We're going to do whatever we want. And nothing makes me joyous inside like when I used to fuck the night before Christmas. When you saw the big package. The big package that looks like a bike.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's got to be because it's got handlebars sticking because your dad don't know how to wrap a bike. There's literally handlebars sticking out of it. Nothing makes me more happy like that than fucking having those bitches. And this is the point. It's like, you might just go to the bar. I was like, just go. Go ahead. You can leave. Why the fuck would you want to stay somewhere that you weren't having a good time? I don't get that.
Right.
I've been places where I'm like, fuck this, I just leave. You know what a fucking fruitcake you have to be to sit there? And it's like, you know what, just go, just take off. Fine, just go. And then to sit there and just, no, I'm going to stay here and be a cunt. I hope that new microphone picked up the fucking cunt. Fucking cunt.
It's not even that it's a club. It's their world.
It's their fucking world. They're fucking assholes.
Wherever they go.
Yeah, and it's
no,
like,
guy's ever told them to shut the fuck up. Ever.
It's not even that, too. This is another thing that sucks about them is that when I told them, why don't you just go and fucking go. Take off. You're cool. Go ahead. You can leave. Your friends are going to stay. you know, you can leave. And they still were like, fuck you. I'm going to fucking fuck you. All right, cool. You know what? Bye. Take the last sip of your red fucking Chardonnay and beat it, you fuck. And those two girls that stayed didn't even fucking, they hated them.
They didn't flinch.
Yeah, they're all go to the, that's the fucking problem with women. Guys who hate each other don't fucking hang out. We don't hang out with fucking douchebags. When we hang out with, if I don't like you, you're not going. Or we're fighting. We're fighting at some point. You know what I mean? Girls will all go out, and two of them will fucking think she's a cunt, and she's a fucking lesbo, and this bitch fucking, you know, gossips all the time. Let's go. Hi, how are you? How are you? Are you okay? Are you good? Hi, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a long time. That fucking cunt. I fucking can't stand her. What a fucking douchebag. Last time I was with her, she fucking sucked two guys off, and she swallowed both alone. Then she came back and said hi, and I could smell cum on her fucking breath. Fuck you.
Something just looked wrong with that girl. Like, with both of them, they just looked like something was wrong, like they were autistic or just some shit. I don't know.
Autistic. I would feel bad. That would
be funny. That if they were.
It would actually suck if they were retarded. I kicked two fucking retards out.
Make a wish.
Yeah. I kicked
out the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Fuck them. Fuck them. What are you going to do? It's not my problem. I'm leaving Sunday. But yeah, I you know what, I just the first show had those loud bitches up front.
Yeah.
They were actually literally fucking yapping. But here's the deal: tell them to shut up. You know what they did? They shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? And you know, I get it's a comic's job to, hey, shut the fuck up. I don't get why fucking people don't understand. You come to a comedy show, and you don't talk.
Yeah.
I get to talk.
That's why it sucks. Like for young comics, like. Or any kind of comedy, like a shitty band. I know people in terrible fucking bands. They get 100 people to show up at their show because people can go and they can talk.
Right.
I can do any comedy show in the world and hardly anyone will come because people want to fucking yap.
Well, it's your comedy too. It's not that good. I mean, it's not where it should be. So, I mean, we have to put that in there.
Some people feel like they're helping you, though. Like, I had a conversation with some girls who were heckling during a show where I was hosting. They're like, we're helping. We're fucking helping you. I was like, how are you helping us?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, yeah, that's, I mean, here's the thing, too. Let's just bring this up now that we're talking about it. Guy in Canada actually got fucking sued because he was at a show and he, can you look it up on your iPad? Be the fucking producer of the show.
Yeah.
It's guy got sued $15,000 and he's banned from doing comedy in I believe, I don't know, it's not British Columbia.
I think that's where it was.
Was it
British Columbia?
Yeah, it's definitely
Canada. Huh?
Definitely Canada.
Comic sued. Just type in Google search comic sued $15,000 and here it is. Here it is. It was an X-rated show. This is supposedly.
Yeah.
This is all this is what I read and I heard on the news. This is what the guy said, the comic. He said, X-rated show, you know, supposed to be a dirty show. Girls come in, fucking sit up front, total cunts.
Mm-hmm.
They start heckling him, which I guess happens. He lays into him with some dyke jokes and you're lesbians and I don't know what the jokes were. I can't, whatever. But what comics do, if you know the girls are lesbians... They're being a cunt. You might go into some fucking, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, lesbian. They went to, she actually, this is from him again, said, fuck you, I'll fucking break this bottle and stab you in the neck.
Yeah.
That's a threat. That's threatening attempted murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there he is right there. His name is, it's comedian harassed lesbians. Coupled sue for $22,000, $22,500. Yeah, the club owes $7,000. He owns $15,000 in Vancouver, which is one of my favorite places in the world to play, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver, I love Canada. I did a tour of Canada last year from one side to the other. I love fucking Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the crowds. His name is Guy Earl. He has a website you can go to actually donate to his cause because he's going to have to fight this in the Supreme Court, which is fucking nuts. It's a comic. You go into a comedy show, and yeah, look, what Michael Richards did, fucking out of control.
Yeah.
All right? But you're, look, you're a black comic.
Yeah.
He lost his fucking mind. Somewhere in you, yes, it's racist, but somewhere as your comic has to think it's funny that a comic fucking snapped so bad that he fucking screamed to black people in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to be funny.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you try to be funny, you fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part about it. It's the worst part about it. But you have to try. And he lost his brain and said, niggers in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
He took it too far. But how do we know where too far is unless somebody does that?
Steps over.
Yeah, and he knows he fucked up. And he's, first of all, number one, he's not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
he is an actor that fucking got a call from his manager and agent and said, hey, you're popular enough. If you can learn how to do stand-up in the next 3 months, we can sell out every fucking room because you're not booking fucking TV shows. Nobody's giving you a gig. You can't be in a movie. You got no revenue. Just go to a fucking improv. They'll put you up there for Friday and Saturday night, give you $30,000 if you sell out all the shows just on your name alone. And you can do mediocre comedy.
Yeah.
That's what that shit is.
Yep.
Which is offensive anyways.
Yeah.
The fact that you think you can whip, you can just become a comic.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, booed off the stage opening night.
Well, I knew, I actually told Colin Quinn the night before. He was like, what's going to happen? I'm like, it's going to go fucking horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's going to go right, and then it's going to go wrong again.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Charlie Sheen is going up. He's not trying to be a stand-up.
Right.
Is it atrocious that a guy like that can go on tour and sell out a fucking, you know, and I have a hard time selling out a second show on Friday, and I'm a fucking professional, funny guy?
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. But what do you, that's show business, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You can put asses in seats. That's what it's all about. And he's not saying he's a comedian. He's going up telling stories, doing his fucking winner.
Yeah.
Boo. And that's going to die. You can do that once. You can't go back and tell the same stories.
Right.
You can't go, he can't go back to Chicago or any of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely can't go back to Detroit.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's going to die. But he also has comics on the show, which he knows.
Yeah, but didn't he not start doing that? It was only after Detroit died. He was like, oh, boy.
He started with
really?
Kurt Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He was a funny, funny guy. I've seen Kurt Fox. I've seen him on a couple TV shows. Funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's a, you know, he's a joke. You know, he tells stories, but he, you know, he's a joke guy. You know,
yeah.
I've done crowds like that. I've done O&A. I've done you know, Dane Cook, fucking 18,000 people who are there to see Dane.
Yeah.
I've done the Hard Rock Cafe with, you know, Paris Hilton in the front row and a hooker table and a stripper table and nine bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. And following a fucking 7-foot gay Russian sword swallow who gets a standing O every fucking show. You gotta go out and do 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I've done that, but it takes a certain type of comic. It's an aggressive comic where you gotta go out, what's up, fuckers, blah, blah, blah. Where you from? Fucking, how you guys, Detroit. Oh, you gotta do all those bells and whistles that Bon Jovi does. Detroit, it's fucking rocking. You know, the side of the room, fuck, whoa, that side. Those are all the bells and whistles you gotta do to get the paycheck. You know, Kurt went out and fucking didn't do it. I give him respect. He stuck to his act. And the best part is he did his time. You know, the fucking, the guy running the show was like, oh, if he, that's fucking, that's some money I get to keep if this cocksucker walks off. You know, the guy booking the gig was like, come on, walk off, fucking comic, you cocksucker. He was like, fuck you. I'm going to take a hot one. Take this $2,500 check and stick it right in my fat bank account, you douchebags. So, but this guy, this fucking guy Earl, first of all,
from what I've heard, that his show that happened at was a regular show. So the people there, like, knew.
It was a comedy show.
They were walking into. Yeah.
I thought it was actually a gay comedy show, to be honest with you. But
it was at a gay club, I think.
Okay, yeah, gay club. So gay people go there. They know there's a comedy show. And, yeah, I mean, look, here's the problem. This is what I think. And I know most of you guys in this room are gay. So you can help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to out, you know, you. If you want to out yourself, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle Bluth.
Yeah.
But if, no, I think that the problem is these broads got offended and they went to that fucking human resources fucking organization, those fucking organizations that just go after people, you know, just fucking, they hear the, you know, rape, racist, gay bashing, they hear these words and they go fucking running. But it doesn't make sense, because you're saying, okay, this guy can't say what he wants to. He can't make fun of fucking lesbians? Really? But fucking lesbians can make fun of straight people all the fuck they want. Straight women, straight guys. They can say whatever they want about the straight community. Okay? Women can make fun of fucking men. Black people can make fun of black people. But, okay, some fucking guy Earl, the whitest guy in the world, should be a magician with this face, and this heck in here, he can't say that? And yes, he fucking got mad. He probably said some shit he shouldn't have. Maybe. We don't fucking know. But here's the deal. He should get fucking reprimanded. They should be like, look, I'm sorry for what you said. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what? We came there. We had a fucking attitude. We were talking during the show. We heckled you. You snapped back at us. We said, fuck both of you fucking idiots. Fucking pussies. It's ridiculous that a guy can't, and the guy, here it is. They, you know, not too long ago, you couldn't have gay romantic stuff in books in Canada. That was offensive.
Really?
Yeah, they had a fight for that. Jeez. They had a fight for freedom of speech. They're fighting to get married. They're fighting to have equality. And you're fucking saying, okay, we're fighting for all this, but you can't tell, you can't have freedom of speech. You can't say what you want. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Really? Fuck you. You gotta take... Look, if you get to say what the fuck you want, we get to say what the fuck we want. Mm-hmm. Oh, this asshole can say what he wants. Is he right? Fuck, I don't know. Is he wrong? And then I was actually doing Billy Burr's podcast, and he didn't want to even give it legs, because he didn't want that shit happening here. Fuck that. I hope it happens here. Mm-hmm. Because if it happens in America, you know fucking... we're not going to stand for it. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Right.
It's not going to happen. That will expose it for the hunk of shit that it really is. Canada just brushed this fucking douchebag. Now he can't work as a comic. What? So he can't make a living? Now there's a government deciding because some fucking stuck-up dyke said what she said? He can't make a living? And he has to pay her? What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah.
What do you need 15 fucking grand for?
Yeah.
Because you went to a comedy show and got made fun of? Boo-hoo! Fucking asshole.
22,000.
How much
are
insults worth?
Yeah.
Well, it's just stupid that you... Look, if you go to a comedy show, you're giving up your right to fucking be sensitive. Mm-hmm. Shit's going to be said. It's going to might offend you. That's the whole fuck... We're not up here trying to fucking get kids to Christian camp. You know what I mean? At least I'm not. But anyways, I feel bad for this guy. What's his name again?
Guy Earl.
Oh, the producer of the show is fucking up. Guy Earl. He has a website, right?
It's guyearl.ca.
Guyearl.ca, which is Canada, which, yeah. You know, just fucking...
Donation.
He does.
On his website.
Okay. Yep.
If you want to donate, I haven't given the guy a fucking dime. But if you want to... No. I'm actually thinking of donating some money. I don't know how much. It could be 10. It could be 15. It could be 100. But I'm going to donate some money to this fucking guy. I feel bad. I just feel bad that he's... You know, he has to fucking do this shit. He has to go through this shit for the next guy.
Yeah.
You know, for the next comic. Because if you don't fucking get let, if this guy doesn't win this case in the Supreme Court, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Because that's going to set a precedent. Now they're going to do that shit like they do in Law and Order. You know, no, there was a precedent set in fucking Guy Earl versus fucking Lesbo Dyke, you know, 2011, where the Lesbo Dyke wins the fuck, you know, it's, he's got to fucking win this. And this bitch has got to not get a dime. And this bitch has got to fucking shut her face.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, lighten the fuck up. Really? You took 3 years in court? You couldn't let it go after 3 years?
Yeah.
Now, look, I'd love to hear this girl's side of it, too, because maybe I'm fucking wrong. Maybe this guy did step over the line, and he is a magician. That has a temper. I don't know, so. But I feel bad for him.
Court for an Eddie Bauer card or something.
Eddie Bauer. Is that what lesbians like? Is that where they go?
My flannel hat have no fucking.
What the fuck? Yeah, where do lesbians shop? What do they shop? Do they shop in guy stores?
Some of them at Hot Topic. I don't know.
No, that's those. I always thought the Hot Topic is the goth.
Yeah.
Those are the fat girls with zit that ghost hunt. You know what I mean? Those. I think lesbians go to Eddie Bauer, right? They like the jeans because they're thick cut.
Yeah.
Right? They're really thick. You can't bend in them. Ah, there he is right there. Look at there he is. First X-Men. Yeah. He does. Guy Earl looks like he should be in fucking Air Supply. Or REO Speedwagon. Heard it from a friend who. Now, if we had this fight, this is a real podcast, that music would play right there.
Yeah.
I'm running
on your
this,
iPhone, quick.
Yeah. I'm running this off of an iPad. It's actually not so bad.
No.
It's pretty cool. Me and fucking my fucking producer here. We're, I felt so bad, but he's a nerd too, which is fantastic. Because I was like, dude, I want to get this. He's like, I'll go. He took me to Fry's, which is way out of the way.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's right here. But, you know, 20 minutes later, we show up. And then he took me to Guitar Center after that, which is crazy. But I know that you're a fucking gadget geek because we're leaving. He has a keyboard. Who the fuck? The only time you should buy a keyboard is when they come with the computer and they last forever. And the only time you should buy a keyboard is if you need really a new keyboard because that one broke. So I'm walking out and he's like, I'm like, why'd you get a keyboard? He's like, oh, well, you know, because, you know, sometimes this one lights up, the keyboard lights up, and sometimes I'm typing at night. And I'm like, yeah, it's called electricity and lights that you pay for, that you turn on to see the fucking keyboard. Because I know, because that's the excuses I give my wife of why I need a new gadget. Well, you know, I need a new iPhone because I'm going to start to make videos. I'm going to shoot a movie. I want to be the first comic to shoot a full-length movie with the 720p new iPhone, but I need a microphone for that, and I got her to, today I called her for the microphone, I got her to $100, I was like, I'm going to spend $100 on my, okay, yeah, $200 later, because I had to buy this fucking USB adapter, the fucking USB hub, because some 12-year-old on the internet on YouTube, if you want the Yeti mic to work, you gotta get the USB adapter with the USB plug and play. And if you like this, please subscribe to my YouTube page and reply. Thanks very much. Next week we're gonna try out the Sony McFlare mic that just came out. It's hot. Fucking, they are geniuses. I learned how to cook chicken cacciatore from a 9-year-old.
But you were making fun of me for getting a laminated keyboard, and what, 2 minutes later you're like, I wonder if they make a waterproof case so I can use my iPad in the shower.
I really am a fucking hunk of garbage. I really am. He fucking hit it. And he called me right out, this cocksucker. He was like, really? You're making fun of me about a keyboard, and you want to fucking waterproof an iPad? So anyways, this poor guy, you can go to his fucking website. It's called guyearl.ca. Donate. I'm sure that, I hope this is just a scam, and this lesbo and him are running together, and they're making millions of fucking dollars off our fucking shitty Americans. But here it is. I'm shaking over here. What a bloody joke. $15K for being misquoted. I never thought I would have to correct, defend my words in a free country. Alas, we ain't free, are we? The way things is worded, it's like the BCHRT, which is British Columbia fucking Human Resources.
Human Rights Tribunal, I think.
Tribunal, there you go. Human Rights Tribunal. I almost got it.
Almost.
I was close, right? You understand how proud of it?
Very smooth reading, yeah.
Dude, I was...
And the thing is...
But Floof, when you fucking got a point, you get a point. I read this
you must
like
be sweating
in Rocky 2 when fucking, Rocky 2 when he was fucking trying to do the commercial. Use the deodorant when you sweat, cause the tribunal of heart. Let me try it again. Hey, you don't have to be so fucking mean there, bro. How about I come out here and bust your chin? yeah, the fucking British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal, cunt that fucking you are, looked for every excuse to hang me. Bizarre. What did I ever do to Canada? Well, it's fucking Canada. Except help promote the... Come on, you're getting carried away. Except help promote and educate starting comics for the last 20 years. All right, let's not get carried away, okay?
It's crazy.
you're not a coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But maybe, I don't know, maybe he is. But, you know, if you can't do, those who can't do, teach. You can read the pointless findings of the BCHRT here. Funny how they still admit they have no jurisdiction but continue to harass and harm me. Wow. I hate to ask, folks, but it looks like I'll be going to the Supreme Court after all. That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. And, you know, if this guy doesn't win, I think we're all in fucking trouble. Because that's gonna mean some other fucking twat, and it will be a woman, will... There's no way a guy would do that.
Yeah.
A guy would want you either go want to fight you or fucking complain to a manager and get a free drink or a meal. That's it. There's no way a guy's going to do this. It has to be a woman. You know? It's fucking offensive. But anyways, we're here at the Parlor Live. First time here. I've heard... It's so weird, too. You know, you come... This is what I love about comedy right now, is that, you know, you got all the clubs that are, you know, that have been there for years, and they have, you know, a club in every fucking city. It's great. The Improvs, the Funny Bones. You know, it's cool, but I like what's happening now is that these clubs are showing up that are just one club. They put everything they got into it. They try to make it the best they can, and they give a shit. And that's it. You know what I mean? I love that. They care about the fucking talent they're bringing in from front to back, and they care about the fucking club, which is great. And this is definitely one of those clubs. I heard about this club before I actually came here. People were like, dude, I mean, that's awesome. Because, you know, there was another club here. I forget what it was called. What was it called? The
Giggles?
Shit Club? What was the Shit
Giggles?
Club? Huh?
Giggles?
Giggles. I was booked there a year ago, and a year and a half ago, and all I heard was terrible shit. And there's nothing worse when you know you're going to this fucking place,
yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, dude, the guy who owns it runs the bar, waits tables, and does the door, and then, you know, fucking asks you for help, you know, cleaning up the place.
Yeah.
Dude, can you stack those chairs? What is it, a fucking AA meeting? Go fuck yourself. You know, I thank God I got to cancel the gig and not fucking even go up there.
Yeah.
But at this club, I actually heard a lot of shit about it. And you live here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you lived here?
Let's see. I've lived here.
Talking to the mic, man. This is not
shit.
Omnidirectional.
Like, we don't work with technology that well. Shit. I've lived up here 10 years, originally from California. So
hey, you do.
Yeah, you know, it's been amazing just watching
it off
this.
Of trucks. No, I'm kidding.
Boosting shit. That's how we roll.
The whitest black guy ever.
Yeah.
Went boosting shit.
Boosting.
All right, that
yeah,
that
yeah.
is how we roll.
That is how things roll.
Go ahead,
in Bellevue. No, but this has, you know, been a club that is just, you've seen it grow over time. Just the talent they bring in, it keeps getting better and better.
Right.
The way that they, you know, kind of police the room and just,
yeah.
you know, the fans come, they're ready to laugh. And just
I can't believe the crowds. Like, it's almost like they know they come here for comedy and they like it. Unlike some other clubs, sometimes they come, they've been there a million times, they've probably gotten a bunch of free tickets, and they don't respect it. And they've never been told to respect it. And it's like, you know, just a bar to them. Let's go get shit-faced and watch a dumb show and then go get shit-faced more. You know, which is sad. But this one, it's like people come and they're actually here to have a good time. And it's a pretty fucking amazing place. When did this club happen? When did this start? How long has it been open?
2.5 years. New Year's Eve. No, I mean, New Year's, January, sorry. Two and a half years. Ago.
Are you excited about how the club's turned out?
Mm-hmm. Ahead of schedule, and I think it was, I mean, especially when we first opened, I think I didn't know anybody. I mean, I've been out of the business for a while.
Right.
So I don't mention names, but my big get was like, you know, I won't even let the person play here.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you excited about it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, everybody that works here too, which is awesome for comics, is nice. The waitresses are nice. The door guys are nice. you're fucking great. You were fucking, you know, you were nice to me the first night. I mean, literally, the hotel is fucking right connected. The hotel is awesome, by the way. It's great. It's connected to the gig, which is connected to a mall. This, I'm not even kidding, man. This is one of my favorite no pressure gigs in a long time. I fucking love it. If I could find 5 or 6 comedy clubs like this to play once or twice a year, that I would just that's all I'd do.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't like stress. I don't like fucking problems. I don't have to worry about fucking filling the room and doing, you know. I just want people to show up and be there and have a good show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you want as a comic. Just go out in front of a crowd that wants to listen and fucking have fun. That's it. You don't want any more bullshit. And sometimes, you know, you look out in the crowd and there's a fucking chick that looks like she's on heroin.
Yeah.
She's been at a Wet Willie's for the last fucking 3 hours waiting to go into the second show. It's like, can you stop her before she goes in?
Yeah.
She's wobbling. I was in line. I was going in the club when I saw a girl staggering, and I went to the door guy. You just let this girl in. She's going to fall over. Yeah, do you think we should... are you asking me? I don't fucking... I'm not a business person.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with a community college.
Yeah.
For fucking art. I wanted to draw pussy and tits. I don't fucking know. I know how to tell a fucking joke.
Yeah, that chick would have let you.
What?
That chick would have let you.
I know. You know, when I used to draw, I was such a scumbag. I made a studio in the basement. I lived with this foster father, Ken Lazarus. Well, I had no place to go. I was in juvie jail, went back home, got sober for a couple of years. My mom still thought I was drinking, so she was like, I was like, fuck you, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. And the only place to go was with Ken Laz. And I lived at his place. But he gave me the basement, and I made it into this great fucking art studio that literally I just brought chicks back. I had this, I wish I still had this actual, it was a big drawing notebook.
Right.
And if you looked, it was a bunch of drawings of naked chicks, but you would see, like, it would be one photo, then another photo, and then it would just be half a tit. And then it would just be a paze of jizz because I got this stuff like that. So I'd be over adjusting their tits. Let me just put this, and my cock would be. I was going to draw my cock on your face. Like, this perspective of looking down at a. I did it all the time. In a hammock. I remember, don't try to fuck a chicken.
Fucked in a hammock?
Yeah, it was the worst thing ever.
You throw your back out. So that's...
I was the worst ever. And then her fucking ass had the fucking hex marks on it. It's fucking weird. But,
The days of community college, used to love that shit, just drawing.
Were you in community college?
Yeah.
What'd you go for?
I went to, I was trying to do science and fucking failed out of that. So
science?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you black? Are you sure you're black?
I was trying to make math. I don't know. Crack. Whatever I was doing.
Maybe. You're trying to make crack?
Nah, I guess.
Are you? Yeah, all right. All right, fucking Wesley Snipes. Just trying to learn how to make crack, motherfucker. I want, instead of fucking buying that shit off the Colombians, I was going to make my own, be a scientific motherfucker like Einstein, make my own crack, and then sell that shit myself to save money. Motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, fuck yourself, you nerd.
Yeah. No, but we had art, though, but it sucked because, like, we finally got to draw naked women. And right. Then they started bringing dudes in, like, every week, and I was like, shit.
Donor alert.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, the first time, my first drawing class, charcoal drawing class,
mm-hmm.
I actually had to go back to my high school in Malden High. Mm-hmm. I went to Bunker Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I took the train back because I needed supplies. I didn't have enough money for supplies. Took it all the way back to my high school. My art teacher gave me all these supplies, ran fucking back to school for my first drawing class, charcoal drawing, sat up front for this. First time I was going to see tits. Like, for free.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean? Like, fucking dude walks out. Skinny. You know that dude smell? Like, that college just smells like feet and cum. You know what I mean?
A locker room.
Yeah, that locker room smell.
That was one of my roommates in college.
Dude comes out. Huge dick, just a huge fucking dick, and he had a big helmet. I remember he had like a big fucking Nazi helmet cock.
Uncircumcised, fucking gross.
No, it was circumcised. Oh, he had a fucking fat, and he had a drip of jizz. I'm not kidding, dude.
Dude, that's a clap.
I'm not kidding at all. I remember drawing, I'm sitting there drawing, and the art teacher goes, comes over, whispers in my ear, "You have to draw the penis right here." So I start to draw this guy's penis, and I see it. Like, I can still see it to this day. Just a drip of perfectly clear jizz. And it had to be jizz, because it was like sap from a tree. It would not fucking... And I remember it was there, and then it... I remember it fell, and it had the string... Like,
oh my god, dude!
I know, dude. I was there. Fuck you. It was in my memory. But yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty fucking crazy. But you went? Did you go to college? You worked for the USO. Did you go to college?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to college?
In Texas.
What for? What? Sam Houston.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
Dual degree.
You said for what? Like, that's a weird question.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for
what?
What
did
I
go
went
to college for?
Why do you mean? What do you? I went to college. Oh, he just yawned. He's like, end this podcast.
No, I had one in marketing and advertising, and the second one was in industrial psychology.
Industrial psychology. What the fuck is that? It's
business psychology.
Oh, gee, would they throw industrial in front of it? That's
that much more sophisticated.
I just feel like he's fighting like a transformer. Right? Megacon. Talk to me. I am an industrial psychologist. You don't want to fight. Whatever the fuck they are. And you go to college too?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
Went to Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts.
What's that called?
MTLA.
I think I tore that in Torgasm. MCA? No.
It's a 1,000 person school.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Western Mass.
Right.
North Adams.
Do you ever suck a guy's cock?
Have I or will I?
So what'd you take? What'd you go to college for?
English. Creative writing. It's gayer than art. It's
No, actually, it's just weird that you took that.
Yeah.
It's like,
I wanted to be an author.
You did?
Yeah.
You know I'm an author, right?
Really?
Yeah, dude. Is this how fucked up this country is and show business is? I'm an author. I have a book coming out with Simon & Schuster. I don't know what a semicolon is. Do you understand that?
You can barely read Guy Earl's fucking website.
Dude, I have a book deal with Simon & Schuster. That's
nice.
One of the top four.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know how to fucking... I don't know. I just wrote... I would sit there and write 3,000 words. I can write. Let's get
mm-hmm.
this straight. I know how to write.
Yeah.
I just don't know where, where, to,
there,
W,
yeah.
Fucking, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just write a sentence. And I learned how to write a lot better. I learned a lot of grammar. Grammar. I'm fucking Boston kid. I'm a fucking grammar expert.
I'm a fucking author.
You cocksucker. I'm an author 3 times.
Three.
But,
You queer.
Yeah, I learned a lot writing that many words. I mean, we had to write 60,000 words. It was me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa. So we kind of, you know, here, you write that, I'll write this. You know, I think the longest one was 45. The longest chapter I wrote was 12. Actually, the chapter was 12,000 words.
Yeah.
And it's never ending. When you're writing a book, it's never ending.
I bet.
It's like when you're writing jokes or a script... It's ending. You write the scene and you're done. You can wait and do another scene.
Mm-hmm.
When you write a book, it's fucking words after word. And you're looking at that word count like, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot, but I really, when I'm not a good, I'm just not good at it, man. I was in fucking juvie hall. I went to jail when I was 13.
Nice.
They just passed me through. Then I went to art school. You know what I mean?
Jerked
I drew a fucking,
tits, right?
Yeah, I drew a fucking a jizz drip.
Wait, you won a pool tournament, didn't you?
I did. I won a pool. That's right. In juvie hall, I won a pool stick. I immediately made it into a bong. But yeah, dude, that's cool. So you still want to write a book?
Yeah, but it'd be comedy based.
Dude, you should write one. You know, I'm honest to God, dude. You should just fucking write it.
Hell yeah.
Who gives a shit? You're on the road so much. You have so many fucking free days.
Mm-hmm.
Flying air. Just fucking write it.
Yeah.
And have it. So when you do pop, or someone says, "Hey, what do you got?"
Right.
I'm actually writing another book. No one bought it. Probably no one will ever buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever fucking finish it, I've been writing it for a year. Called, you know, The Park, about me growing up and, you know, the fucking abuse and drugs and alcohol and going to jail, at, you know, at 13 to 15 and foster homes and
yeah.
all the fucking places I hung out and all the evil shit I saw. And so I have that book, which is, you know, starts when I was little, I think in kindergarten. Mm. Starts in kindergarten, the first time I was ever, you know, beat up by my stepfather, and my mother got the shit kicked out of her. And,
yeah,
you know, my life literally went fucking from awesome to shit. And fucking then, you know, me chasing him with a hatchet in sixth
mm-hmm.
grade and was going to kill him. And
right.
then jail and all the fucking, you know, because in Boston it's all parks.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
hang out at a park.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did, is, you know, me getting into parks.
Yeah.
But I've been writing that for a while. I don't, nothing will ever happen with it. But that's, I'd fucking do it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ow! Why'd you throw your iPad? I'll end the podcast. Do you want to go? I'm sorry.
Oh,
are you tired? I'm
go,
tired.
Sentimental.
You all right, dude? Are you mad at me?
I'm worried about this.
Huh? That's going to sound...
Dude, my shin.
Dude, that's going to sound so fucking weird when people are listening. Gets all sentimental and then just...
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did I open up a wound for you? Stop talking.
I hate fucking...
That doesn't even make sense, but it's funny. So anyways, we have I don't know if you guys know, I don't know if you guys are into this, we gotta switch gears here. The MMA, I usually talk about MMA on my podcast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night is a huge fight,
yeah,
which blows that I'm not gonna be able to fucking see it. It's in Toronto, UFC. 55,000 people,
yeah,
are going to this fight. 50, that's like old school. That's why I love you MMA. And fucking boxing stinks. Because back in the day, they used to have the fights that you could sell out a fucking stadium. I mean, it'd be, you know, thousands of people. And it was these big mega fights, and the guys would come out. It was fucking crazy. You can't do it anymore. Nobody gives a fuck. UFC picked up where they fucking left off with all their bullshit and fucking a one-second fight you paid $50 for, some horseshit. Tomorrow night's fight is fucking... Can I use that iPad real quick? Is fucking insane. In fucking insane. Tomorrow, yeah, it's 55,000 people. It's in Toronto. Where are you going? Some oats? I have a bottle opener right here. Yeah, you gave me that lighter. You just fucked up my intro, but that's cool.
Yeah, the host of the parlor is going to be here.
I mean, yeah,
gonna be
yeah.
Jason,
I have
yeah.
it in the room. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I have it in the room.
Jay Hollingsworth, the house MC here, is actually out there. He's friggin'
yeah.
jealous.
With Doug Benson.
I know, right?
With Doug Benson,
cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Here, let me get to this right now. It's, yeah, it's gonna be fucking crazy.
Have you ever gone?
I've actually gone to, I've gone to two of them.
Me too.
I went to UFC 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the one where, shit. Was that? No, I went to the one where Brock fought, one beat
Carl?
Frank Mir.
Oh, Mir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was UFC 100, I believe, when he beat Mir. And mm-hmm. then the other one was Rampage fighting Forrest for the belt when Forrest won, mm-hmm. Which was a great fight, too.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
I was at that.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me and Norton went.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, because Dana White is fucking unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked us up with tickets. It was fucking great. They gave
yeah.
us, like, his seats.
Oh, sweet.
It was fucking nuts. Yeah, the photos I have on my... I have. If you look at my Twitter, the photo on my Twitter is Rampage staring me down.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally on my phone. I look up, and he was in my face just staring at me. And he wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop doing it. And I kept doing it back, but then it got uncomfortable. Like, did I say something?
Yeah.
Did I let the N-word slip off by accident? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he smiled, thank God. And he slapped,
yeah.
And then he slapped my face.
Jeez. Nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's nice, but it was a little fucking weird. But I wish I was going to this fucking fight tomorrow night, but I got to be here. I'm kidding. do they don't play the fight in the club, do they, anywhere?
Mm-mm.
In the bar at all?
No, you have to pay.
Could I have the a water, dude,
yeah.
real quick? Look at him. He's a great fucking producer. Look
gotcha.
At that. He's got me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a bottle opener? Is there a regular other bottles in there?
No, I don't think so. I think this is it.
Oh, this podcast is really going downhill.
Oh,
fuck.
I think
can I have that bottle of water up there?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. You're the best. So anyways, whoever fucking put their fucking lips on this, I don't care. I'm going to get fucking middler AIDS right now. I'm going to get...
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get... Yeah, feature AIDS.
Your act is going to decline so quick.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start selling more merch.
Hey, that's post fucking shit.
That's what we call it. I don't stay in condos. I literally refuse the gig. If there's a condo, I'm like, nope, bye. And because the last time I stayed in one was like 6 years ago, and I got fucking Middler AIDS. You know that fucking dude just traveling every weekend, middling across the great country of ours, and just getting the flu and not taking care of himself and not telling anybody because he's got to make it to the next gig. Yeah. And then they don't wash the sheets, and there I am fucking shaking on stage. Fucking MC fucking jizz AIDS. But anyways, this fight is fucking unbelievable. It's George St. Pierre fighting Jake Shields, which is fucking crazy. Jake Shields, I don't know if you guys know, he's actually from Strikeforce.
Yeah.
Mm. He was the champion over there, and he fucking bailed out. He bailed out of it to come to UFC. They stole him as soon as his contract was up. Dana White came in and fucking grabbed him, which is great.
Mm. He's on a crazy record, doesn't he? Strikeforce?
Yeah, his record is... it's crazy, but it's, you know, George St. Pierre's is crazy, because he's the fucking champ in the UFC. And then the next one is Jose Aldo, or some people, I think Joe Rogan calls him Jose. I don't know why, it freaks me out. Is that what it is? Is it French? I don't know. He's from Brazil, so it's Jose. I'm not saying Jose. It sounds like Jose and the Pussycats. I can't do that. So Jose Aldo is fighting fucking Mark Hominick, who is a beast. And then you got another fight. You got Randy Couture is fighting Lyoto Machida, which is fucking nuts. And then Ben Henderson, who's a champ, is fighting fucking Mark Bosek. Fucking and then Nate Diaz is fighting Rory McDonald, which is fucking crazy. I mean, the whole card is nuts. I don't give a fuck if you're not a fan of the UFC or MMA. This show's going to be retarded. 55,000 fucking people watching a ring and men be men and fucking shut a door and fucking beat the shit out of each other and then hug each other at the end because everything's all right. I can't wait. And I tell you right now, who do you think's going to win out of George St. Pierre and Jake Shields?
Probably Shields, man.
Really?
It's a bold statement right there.
Do you don't know any of them?
No, he's got to come out swinging.
I love that he's so honest. He didn't even fucking try to fake it. This cocksucker just picked Jake Shields. He doesn't even know who the fuck he is. You just shook your head. No, I have no interest in it.
I actually do like the UFC.
All right, so go ahead. Who do you think's gonna pick?
St. Pierre, hands down. Like,
really?
Yeah. How many wins does he have? Like, since he had the title, he's had the title for how long now?
How do you think he's gonna win?
Just wear the guy out. You know, that's what he's done with the last couple. He's just taking him to the ground. And
How do you think Shields is gonna win?
Shields is gonna kick him in the fucking face.
He's gonna do it. Fucking
field goal. He's gonna bring
field goal.
Field goal.
He's just
gonna field
goal. He's gonna do it. Anderson Silva.
Huh?
Anderson Silva, you see what he did when he...
Didn't you see that
fight?
No.
He said Steven Seagal told him that shit.
Yeah, he came out literally fighting this guy. He threw a front face kick.
Yeah.
Knocked the guy out.
Like some shit, like in a karate class that you just...
Dude,
just like...
Front face kick, hit him in the chin, knocked him.
Yeah.
Knocked him out cold, dude. The fucking craziest shit I've ever seen.
Jeez.
But I to be honest with you, I don't think that... I can't see that Jake Shields is going to win this fight.
No.
What time is that?
It's at, I think it's 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can watch the prelims on Facebook. Yeah. And then I'm going to bring my computer tomorrow night because I know a website, wink, wink, that we can, what?
Hope the HDMI. I don't know.
Do you have it?
No, what type of computer do you have?
It's a Mac?
Well, maybe I can bring mine and we can put the HDMI cable to this.
Fuck, dude. You can put it right on the TV because I have a website, wink, wink, that plays it. But they also show, this is why the UFC is the shit, they show the fights on Facebook for free, a lot of the prelims.
Absolutely.
So you can watch that shit on the computer and then watch the regular fights, stick it up there, which would be fucking insane.
Yeah.
But there's no way he's going to win, man. There's no fucking way he's going to win. George St. Pierre, is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
And every, I mean, look, he's, his fights are boring. He doesn't finish, but he's fucking incredible. He's just a so well-rounded fighter. Jake Shields, he did good against Henderson, but he didn't fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Dan Henderson didn't fucking kill him.
Right.
I mean, it went the distance and he won, but it wasn't like, wow, holy fucking shit. And George St. Pierre's on another fucking level, man. His wrestling is crazy. His boxing is off the fucking chain now. His jab is ridiculous. Now he's doing gymnastics. What the fuck is that? You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to win. But you know what? I hope he does. I hope he does. I hope Jake Shields does. At least puts in a fight. But if Jake Shields...
Right.
I think George St. Pierre is going to win. It's going to be a 5-round decision. He's going to win. It's not going to be fucking, oh my God, exciting. And I think, you know, it's going to be sad because Jake Shields now going to have to go to the bottom of the fucking barrel and fight his way back up again. Because being Canada, you're already the champion. You fought for the belt a bunch of times. You're in your home fucking country in front of 55,000 adoring fans. You're fighting the new guy who's had one fight in the UFC that was mediocre, by the way. He won, but it wasn't all great. And now you're fighting the fucking champ against those odds? Ugh, that's tough. Now you got Jose Aldo against Mark Hamnick. Who do you think is going to win that? Do you know him?
I don't know either of those.
I don't know those guys.
You guys both suck.
White guy.
The white guy? That's fucking...
I'm going with the Spanish guy.
Yeah, Jose Aldo is... There's no. Mark Hamnick is a monster. They call him the fucking machine. He really is a monster, but I'm going to have to go with Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Talented. Like... He came out of on a fight, and he came out and threw a flying knee.
Mm-hmm.
He picked one knee up, and then he hit him with the other knee and knocked the guy down. That's crazy.
Jeez.
Athletic. Holy shit, fuck me.
What's the purse for those fights?
You know what? I'll tell you, I don't know what these are. They tell you after the fight, which I love about the UFC. George St. Pierre's making a shitload of money. It's got to be... And now, usually there's 16 to 20,000 people at the events. So with 55,000 people, they're making money. It's a $10 million gate right now. The main eventers are making cash.
You
they're going to be...
Fight of the night.
The bonus is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The bonus is usually $60,000, $75,000, and then $50,000. But it's fight of the night, submission of the night, and knockout of the night. And the UFC is pretty good, too, because if there's two good submissions, they'll give him out. If there's two good fights, they'll give him out.
Mm.
He really hooks people up. So they're going to make a lot of money tomorrow night, especially Jose Aldo, Hamnick, but especially George St. Pierre and Jake Shields. They're going to walk out away of that fight set, at least make enough money for to pay rent for the next couple months.
Yeah.
And then we got Randy Couture versus Lyoto Machida. Randy Couture is a veteran. He's 46.
Yeah.
He's been champion in two weight classes. He's won his last three fights or some shit like that. Or six, I don't know, some crazy shit. He's the guy who beat James Toney, the boxer, beat the fuck out of him. Lyoto Machida is a young guy. He lost his belt to Shogun, but he's still one of the most talented fighters on the fucking planet.
Is he coming back off a knee injury?
He's coming back off a knee injury, and he's basically a young guy who just lost the belt. Fighting a fucking, old champion, fucking, one of the greatest in the sports. So who do you think is going to win?
I like Machida. Why not?
The white guy?
So I'm on the fence with it.
Really?
Because Leon is what? He's more of a stand-up, and then Couture is more of a ground guy. So if it's, majority stand-up, I'll give it to Leota. But if Couture gets him on the ground, I'm going to give it that one to Couture.
How old is he?
46. That's crazy, right?
Captain America.
He's in the they call him Captain America. He's in the best shape of his life, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's unbelievable. He could fight anybody. But here's the deal. I'm going with Machida knockout. I'll say it. You didn't say it. You're a pussy. I'll say it. And then the other fight is Nate Diaz, Rory McDonald. Nate Diaz all the way. I'll take a fucking Diaz brother any day of the fucking week.
Diaz, bro.
Girls.
Why?
I don't know. They're just cocky as
fuck. Yeah, because they're the fucking baddest motherfuckers on the planet. I'd be cocky, too. You think if I could kick the shit out of everybody, yeah. You think I'd be hanging out with you fucking nerds doing a podcast? I'd be threatening people at the bar. I'd be fucking, is that your chick? I'm going to touch your pussy for a second. You don't mind, do you? I'm gonna tap her pussy, play a little fucking Star Wars. I love that tune. So that's tomorrow night. Those are my picks. These are the other guys' picks. They only knew one fight, but what are you going to do? Tomorrow night's going to be fucking epic. The whole event. I mean, you can go through the whole list. There's so many fucking fights on there that are fucking great that I'm not going to go through because I don't have time. But
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, if it came down to
but this is great, by the way. You're the first person that actually speak up and have a question.
Oh, there you go.
You're just fucking me yapping by myself. The first time I've ever had four people.
Can't speak over you.
Yeah, you can. I got a Yeti mic. It has.
The number one rule of the podcast is not speaking over people.
No, you can actually say something, and then I shut up. See how I just did when you started talking? I just let you talk, and then I jumped in at the end.
So,
what's your question?
So if it came down to Anderson Silva versus George St. Pierre.
I'd fuck George St. Pierre.
All
right. Oh, is that it? I didn't know. What's your question?
Yeah, no, if the fight came down to George St. Pierre versus Anderson Silva, who would win?
Anderson Silva.
You really think?
Absolutely. All right. Because yeah, he'd have to go, St. Pierre would have to go up in weight class.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He'd have to go up in weight class and actually fucking, you know, I mean, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to go up and down in weight class, especially 15 pounds,
well,
and
Silva
then stay there.
Jumped up and down in weight class, right?
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, he's, look, what is he, went to 205, it's not really, it's a catch weight when he fought too, and
yeah,
he beat the fuck out of him. I think he should be 205.
Yeah.
I think he should be 205, and he should fight John Jones, that's mm-hmm. the next fight he should have.
Yeah.
I don't think that he should be fucking, they should be making George St. Pierre go up.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll see what happens too, because if Shields wins, mm-hmm. oh, I'm telling you, nothing better. It's a fucking 55,000 Canadians. Watch their fucking golden boy take a hot one from fucking just a fucking redneck from the country.
Exactly. Bunch
American
of lesbians.
With an overbite.
Bunch of lesbians suing everybody.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, dude, I'm really excited. And, you know, plus, you know, fucking Rogan, you know, he's fucking, him and Goldie are just, Rogan's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's so smart and intelligent on it, but he's funny too. He cracks you up when he, you know, the judges do something stupid or something happens. It's just funny. So, you know, going to the event, the only thing that sucks is you don't get to hear Rogan do the commentary.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have Ariel Helwani. You know who he is?
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you like MMA, yeah, go to MMAfighter.com, I believe it is. And Ariel Helwani is one of the top, I don't know, what the fuck, would it, reporter? MMA reporter, I guess?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, MMAfighting.com is actually the website that they use. They have an app too, which is fucking great. He's one of my favorites. He is all the videos he does is fucking great. Go to the website if you want fucking great interviews with fighters, long, great questions, funny, good interviews with fighters. The best guy, Ariel Helwani, hands down. And you know what, Mike Straka, he does another great. If you want great interviews with fighter, with people that know fighting, but ask great questions, and it's just great shit. Mike Straka, but Ariel Helwani too. Go to those websites. It's one of my favorite websites for interviews and news too. So tomorrow night's going to be a huge fight. It's going to be fucking great. I already made my picks. We have two shows here tomorrow night at the Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington. I've been telling people all week I was in fucking Portland, Seattle. And some fan goes, dude, it's not Portland, you fucking idiot. You're in Bellevue. I was like, ah, come on, Portland sounds better. But I'm in Bellevue, which is a fucking great club. I don't know if Seattle's a great place to be, but this club is going down as one of my favorites. I hope I can just make it through tomorrow without incident. And have two great shows so I can be welcome back here again. And I hope I don't become hugely famous in the next year so that I literally just say, fuck you.
Yeah, you seem to type.
I would never do that. Let me tell you something. I'll say it on record right fucking now. I will always come back here and do a show. The money's going to be different. But listen, and I'm not doing fucking Thursday and Friday night, but I will fucking come here and do shows. I don't care how big I get. I will always come back to this place and do a show. I really can't tell you how much I like it. But you have to be here. If you're not here, I'm not fucking coming back. And this black kid has to be
here
too.
Go.
And
white
Kyle
black
Kloof,
kid.
I don't care if he's here.
Maybe
yes, but really great fucking club. What are you doing? You having me put it in writing? What are you doing?
I'm recording it.
Oh, you're exactly. Recording it? Robert, Jesus. It's on my podcast.
No. That blue company that makes that has their own little app.
Oh, thanks for fucking wrapping that up now. I asked you at the beginning of the podcast if you knew of a good recording device app.
I know. I was doing the research while you were talking about parts and shit.
Oh, my shitty childhood? Jesus Christ.
Talking about parks and shit.
You mean
bleeding
my
his heart.
My parents love me.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Oh, fucking asshole. Did they really love you?
Mm-hmm. Separately.
Yeah. Separately? That's well. I hope they didn't love you together. That's weird. Just every day you can hold on each other. Yeah. Come here. Yeah. Hi, son. Just hug each other at the parks.
Yeah.
What do you want to promote? Anything Twitter? What do you got? What do you want to promote?
Twitter.com/KylePlouf, KylePlouf.com, Facebook.com.
All right, we get it. What do you want to promote?
Up and coming movie, The 1 Minute Comic, Bill Burr's actually in it. So
really?
I got a cameo in it and a lot of other guys, so
I think I don't like the fucking I'm with Burr on a movie. We're doing a lot of shit, and he didn't tell me about this movie. What is it?
It's about a legendary comic. His name is Rob Sampson.
Who's the star of it? Who's in it? What's going on?
Sean McCann is, The 1 Minute Comic, and, bits and pieces.
It's a mockumentary about, the most famous comic in the world that's coming back to do comedy, and he's a headliner, headlines everywhere, but he only does 1 minute, never does the same minute twice, and they just got every comic that came through here and interviewed him, and
his feature really? Does 60 yeah. minutes. He goes up and does 1 minute.
What the fuck? Why aren't I in this movie?
Then let's get you in it.
You know what? No, I'm not going to be in it. Fuck it. I'm in my own movie, which is in Tribeca, by the way. Killing every fucking night. Sunday night is the last one.
Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I got to get you a clip. I'll definitely watch it. It sucks, though, because it's so much better to watch it in the theater. Yeah. It's so much. I watched it on the computer, and it's good. But when you watch it in a theater, it's just so you notice everything. You notice all the nuances.
On the big screen out there.
Okay, but yeah, I'll definitely hook it up tomorrow. And then I was gonna say, so is that you promoting that movie that you did
a
cameo?
Yeah, the 1 minute comic. Supposedly later this year, we'll see how production goes. Hopefully, it'll be finished and done.
Well, I don't care about it because I'm not in it.
Well,
so.
Shit, let's start.
God damn it! Yeah, and you just promote the fucking club that you've worked so hard to put together, and you did a beautiful job. Parlor Live Comedy Club, Bellevue. Go to, what's the website?
ParlorLive.com.
Could you be a little more enthusiastic? God. Oh, my God.
How long have you been up?
I know. We've been up all fucking day. I'm running around fucking Apple Store twice today trying to fucking just do this one podcast. ParlorLive.com. And you can go to my website, Robert Kelly Live, and the podcast is up there, you know what, dude, on iTunes. And get my fucking app, Robert Kelly app, because the podcasts go up there. I had tons of new video up I'm putting up there is happening. So make sure you get my app. I'm going to actually put some video up there right now. I'm going to take some goddamn video of us doing this podcast as we fucking speak. I'm panning around the room.
You're
going to
fucking pay for it?
You're at, huh? What's that?
Pay for it?
My app?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you buying it right now?
How much?
Where is it? It's restricted. You got to be an adult to get my app.
Monthly subscription?
Well, you look like the dad from Once We're Warriors.
Hey.
What nationality are you?
Everything.
All right, then. We're actually doing the podcast right now. Fucking rocking around, going around the room.
I need to ask you about that.
When did I get what? An app?
Yeah.
I'll hook you up. I got the fucking... My programmer is the shit. That's Kyle Plouf.
Manny Martin.
Manny Martin.
Nice. I think we need one.
I'll hook you up.
Ruben Duck.
That's Ruben, who fucking... He's the monotone one on the fucking show tonight. But he's a very sweet guy.
And we were on your website, by the way. What was up with that?
On my website?
Oh, right.
What do you
and
mean?
And there's me. So, I don't know what the fuck.
On your website.
There we go. That's
name.
It. Doing the podcast
that
right
should
now.
Be up there.
Your guy didn't put it up there.
So that's it, man. Podcast, before these guys are going off to random conversations, the podcast is fucking over. I hope the new sound sounded good. I have no idea. It's an hour and 4 minutes. You have any questions, anything you want to know, anything you want me to answer on my podcast, rkfan@robertkellylive.com, and email me. I will definitely fucking answer it. And if you like the podcast, make sure you spread the word. Tweet it, Facebook it. Get the fucking word out there. Get it off of iTunes. Leave a review. And let's make this thing happen. I'm trying to upgrade a little bit, make the sound a little better. I'm going to actually do one on the computer the next time. And we're just going to try to make this thing a little nicer and better every time I fucking do it. But when the fuck do you get to sit in a room through a, you know, full of comics after the second show on Friday with a fucking mediocre middler, a fucking, an open
yeah.
micer,
yeah.
and a fucking and a dreamer, and then me. I want to thank you guys again, and that's it for the fucking You Know What Dude podcast. God bless you.
See ya.